Our text for this morning is the epistle reading, Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 6, verses 1 through 11. I call your attention again to these words, beginning at verse 3. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. This is our text. Dear Christian friends, this morning as the sun came up and a new day started, I wouldn't be surprised if you took a shower to get clean, but I'm guessing that you did not put back on the same old dirty clothes that you'd been wearing before. That would defeat the purpose of getting clean. This is Paul's point, as the scripture readings on this first Sunday after the Epiphany speak to us about new beginnings. Not as a result of our New Year's resolutions, which may already be broken by now, but as a result of the work of God's Spirit, water, and the Word, which connect us to Christ. In our first reading, we heard about how the beginning of creation involved the work of the God speaking His Word as the Spirit over the water caused light to appear. These same characters show up in the Gospel reading as Jesus stands in the water of His baptism and the Holy Spirit comes down and God's Word speaks. And these same characters show up in our baptism as the Spirit comes down on us as God speaks, identifying us as His beloved children, so that now we can live in this new identity every day of our lives. So as we look at our text, we see being joined with Christ gives us new identities, because Jesus has joined with sinners to free us from our sin, so that we are joined with Christ to live new lives. Let's look first at how being joined with Christ gives us new identities. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who die to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. I read once a story about a young man who was constantly beating his head against a wall. And so a psychologist worked with him and discovered that this was partly part of an urge to express his anger. And yet it also had become a way to manipulate others and get his own way. But even when he understood this, he kept doing it. And asked, why do you do that? He says, oh, because it feels so good when I stop. Continuing in sin is like beating our heads against the wall. Sin, on the one hand, is an expression of anger and rebellion against God. And on the other hand, we tend to think that they will somehow get us the things that we want. That sexual immorality will get us affection. That lies will gain us confidence and respect. Or that coveting things will bring us happiness. But actually, sin does the opposite of all of those things. It's beating our heads against the wall. And so, Paul says, why would we continue on sinning? Well, he speaks to those who seem to think that it feels so good when we stop. Some may reason, well, since God forgives continually, we might as well go on sinning because God will continue forgiving us, and it feels so good to be forgiven. But like someone who is, that would be like being like someone who has ruined their health with one sort of unhealthy habit or another, and has finally had surgery that saved their life, and thinks, oh, good, now I can go back to those unhealthy habits. Paul says, why do I want to go back to what leads to death? Well, partly it's because that old self that's still in us still likes sin and is comfortable with those old ways. We are like those who might be in an abusive or dysfunctional relationship, and finally get out of that relationship, only to so often end up in another relationship that's just like it. Why? Because even though it's with a different person, they are still the same person. For things to change, we need to be a different person. Sometimes it happens that people who feel they are trapped in a situation like that, a situation they can't endure, maybe it's massive debt, or a miserable relationship, or terrible weight of responsibility, or unbearable guilt, or something like that, they commit suicide because they see death as the only way to be free of this. But others, in similar situations, only fake their death and secretly start lives over again with a different identity, a different person. Paul here recognizes that one who has died has been set free from debt and likewise sin, from things that had trapped them during their life. But he says this happens for us not as a result of our death, but as a result of Jesus' death, who's died in our place and now lives again. And when we are joined together with him in our baptisms, so that we also have a new life on the other side of death. As his identity was revealed and declared in his baptism, our new identity is also revealed and declared to us in our baptism. So, what does it take for us to be joined with Christ in death? Well, it happens first because he is joined with us in our death. We see that Jesus joined with sinners to free us from sin. Paul says, we know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. So you must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Some of us here are old enough to remember when you had to lick a stamp in order to stick it on a letter. That little bit of moisture caused them to stick together so that wherever one went, the other one went at the same time. I picture this as being something like the moisture of our baptism that causes us to be stuck to Christ, united with him so that we go through death with him and back to life with him. But what happens in our baptism starts with what happened in Jesus' baptism. He was, in a sense, like the soap that goes into the water of our baptism first to make it able to wash our sins off of us. His baptism was the very beginning of his immersing himself in all that we are and experience as sinful human beings. He who was pure and holy was washed not because he needed it, but because we needed it. And this was the beginning of his doing everything for us that we need to do. When he was baptized in this muddy Jordan River, the sins of others that had been washed off in baptism were washed on to him. It's like the other day when I was washing my hands before lunch with the school kids, and some of the boys in the younger grade were in this bathroom ahead of me, and I noticed as they were washing their hands, they had some of these tattoos on a piece of paper, and they had it on top of their hand underneath the water, so that when they were done washing, they had a mark on them that wasn't there before they washed. As their washing made a mark stick to them, Jesus' baptism caused the mark of our sins to stick on him. This is how he became a marked man, doomed to die, because of his immersing himself in our sinfulness, which was finally complete with the blood bath on the cross. There he completely paid for all of our sins. He completely took them all away to the grave. He has taken care of our sins once and for all. So now we are joined with Christ to live new lives. Paul writes, for we have been united with him in a death like his. We shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. I have heard anecdotal stories of people who have received heart transplants. And suddenly things are different. There's a woman who suddenly had a craving for beer and spicy food that she never liked before. There's another woman who hated football, suddenly loved football and boxing. There's a man who discovered a newfound enjoyment of classical music. As this was investigated, it was discovered that these were all characteristics of the organ donor who had donated the heart that each of them had received. Now, science is still just trying to figure out how this happens, but Paul is telling us that there's another kind of unity that results in a change of desires and lifestyle, because we are joined with Jesus, who died to give us his life. And now he lives in and through us. Paul makes the point that he died once for all. The point is, we, having died with him through baptism, are also to be dead to sin once and for all, and not to go back again to spiritual death in our sins. Now, this happens not as a result of our own feeble efforts, but as a result of God's powerful word at work in us, which is what gives us new holy desires for what is good and leads us to transformed lifestyles. In the beginning, God's word said, "Let there be light," and it was true because he said so. And it created life. God's word in baptism, which claims us as his own children, becomes true because he says so and gives us new life. Once again this morning, in the words of absolution, God says to us, "You are forgiven." And it's true because his word causes it to be true. Here again, God's word says of this bread and wine, "This is Jesus' own body and blood." And it becomes true because his word causes it to be true. So here again, he donates his body to us. And we receive life from his death so that we are not only able to just go on living, but like the one whose heart has stopped on the operating table and has started over again with a new one, the life we live with new desires, because we live now joined together with Christ. Being joined with Christ gives us new identities. There's no need to go back now beating our head against the wall, living in sin with our futile behavior. We are free from being trapped in sin by being joined together with the death of Christ and starting over again. This happens because Jesus has joined himself with sinners to free us from our sins. He immersed himself in our sinfulness, which stuck to him until he finished it with his death on the cross and rose again. So that now we are joined with Christ to live new lives. He lives never to die again, and he lives in us, giving us a new way of life and a new life that never ends. May God grant that this is true for each of us. Amen.